Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa's homeless population is ever-growing, and shelters are finding it hard to keep up with the demand. One local outreach worker has made it her mission to help those who have fallen through the cracks. Shauna Thibodeau founded Shauna's Outreach in 2019 when she began seeing a growing number of hungry people on the streets.
Basically, my goal and my mission, my everything, is to get food to hungry people or supplies that are needed to people who need them without anyone spending money. My theory is we all have something that we can give. And even the people who think they have nothing, many of us have time, and that's exactly what I give to this.
Thibodeau moved to Ottawa in 2008 with her son and says she experienced housing and food insecurity herself. This led her to outreach work. Thibodeau says that her work throughout the last decade or so has taught her that, regardless of means or income, everyone has something to share with one another.
But my theory is we all have something, and even so much as sharing a post on Facebook, you never know who's going to see the post, and the people who shared it don't realize how much it actually helped. People have an extra pair of socks, or people buy a Costco-sized case of soap. We all have, you know, an extra bar of soap, or we have hotel toiletries that we've piled up in our bathroom drawer and we don't know where they can go. We all have an extra chocolate bar or Halloween treats or a case of cereal bars. We all have something to share. And I get those things together and I bring them to the people in need, because all of the people who give them to me, not many of them know where it should go or why or how. So I offer that service and we get things done.
Thibodeau says that her work is a collective effort and she relies on the generosity of others to keep her outreach going. She refers to herself as the middleman, saying that while she collects and distributes what she receives, she wouldn't be able to do so without the contributions of others. Thibodeau says people are especially generous during the holiday season, but she urges people to remember that there is always a need for food and other necessities.
Because of the holiday season, I ran two programs this winter. Last year, I did just a holiday food hamper. This year, I did the food hamper as well as the stockings for homeless. It was a no-brainer. It's the giving season. More and more people donate from October to December. Come January, it's going to be a lull, and, you know, donations are minimal. But I called it stockings for homeless, but it didn't have to be a stocking. It could be a backpack, a paper bag, a Ziploc bag, whatever. But it's the exact same things I bring all year long. So it was a chance to teach the general public, because a lot of people jumped off the bandwagon to do stockings. I had hockey teams and businesses and Girl Guide groups, and so many people wanted to do the great thing in the spirit of giving, but many of them learned the lesson that this is what I'm doing all year long, and it's not just needed right now.
Thibodeau runs the outreach out of her home, where she collects and packages donations. She then drives the items to wherever and whoever they need to go to. Thibodeau, who delivers care packages to about 12 families and individuals per week, says she often reaches into her own pocket to keep the outreach afloat.
I give what I get. That's exactly how I run. So if I don't get anything, I don't give anything. There's absolutely no question. If I run short on something, of course, I'm going to put it in. We're using my home for storage. So there's, you know, the open door of cold air for 2 months. And also, I live in Barrhaven, so I have to get all of this stuff downtown. So clearly there's a vehicle and gas and wear and tear involved.
As someone who has worked with Ottawa's homeless communities for over a decade, Thibodeau has witnessed firsthand the effects of COVID-19 on the homeless population. She says the homeless community has been hit the hardest by the pandemic.
As odd as it sounds, almost 2 years ago, when we first locked down, our homeless and at risk of being homeless population were hit the hardest. These people lost everything after already having nothing. The people who live outside, they lost their bathroom when the restaurants closed, when the malls closed. They lost the foot traffic. Many tanners have an income, whether it's ODSP, Ontario Works, or an actual job. Many of them do work, but tanning pays their gas bill or their meals every day. People don't realize that. So with no foot traffic, the tanners weren't able to supplement their income in order to survive. So in the very beginning, I was bringing wipes and toilet paper and helping people use the bathroom on the sidewalk, because it's all they had. Even when things opened up slowly, drive-through windows and you know, takeout only, the bathrooms still weren't open. That was a huge hurdle for our homeless population.
Thibodeau says that the pandemic presented unprecedented challenges for both her and the people she works with. For example, Thibodeau says it's harder for homeless individuals to find a place to warm up now, given that many of them don't have masks and are unvaccinated. However, many of the factors affecting the homeless community existed long before the pandemic and have merely been exaggerated by COVID-19, according to Thibodeau.
It's a different way of survival. It's not like, you know, when I'm out there doing outreach and my feet get cold, I can go home and take a hot bath. It's okay if my hands and feet get cold, but these guys and girls out there, they don't have these options. And when people say, oh, they live in a shelter, you don't live in a shelter. You sleep in a shelter if you're lucky, but that's not where you live. You're outside all day.
The most recent statistics from 2018 indicate there are about 8,000 homeless people in Ottawa. According to the Homeless Hub, only 67% of Ottawa's homeless population uses emergency housing, such as shelters. Another 16% are in transitional housing, 7% are couch surfing, and 5% are unsheltered. Thibodeau says she wants people to know there's a misconception about how homeless people live. She says many homeless individuals have a hard time finding space in a shelter, and others avoid shelters altogether for a variety of reasons. As well, Thibodeau says there are many individuals who actively try to find work but are repeatedly turned away due to their circumstances.
People on the street will often yell to somebody panning, saying, why don't you just get a job, you bum? So my first thing when I talk to students in school, especially the older ones, you know, around 16, 17, who are applying for jobs, like, what's the first thing you put on a resume? It's your name, address, and contact information. So if I were to put Shauna Thibodeau, a street somewhere, no phone, how many bosses are going to call me back for an interview? I don't see many companies walking the street saying, hey, anybody need a job? You know, so that's not going to happen. So, no, getting a job isn't as easy. Applying isn't as easy. And I know if I stayed in a shelter and I put the address of the shelter and the name of my caseworker's phone number, that's not going to really look so great either.
Thibodeau has Métis, Mi'kmaq, and French-Acadian heritage. She recognizes that spirituality is important to many homeless individuals, especially those who identify as Indigenous. The Indigenous population makes up 2.5% of the overall population, but accounts for 25% of the homeless population in Ottawa. Thibodeau tries to bring some spiritual relief to homeless individuals of Indigenous descent by providing them with sage.
A quarter of our homeless population in Ottawa is Indigenous. That's a huge number. I have a vendor who sells sacred medicines and, you know, supplies her people. She has asked me if I would take the honor, and I'm very honored, to bring sage, a sacred medicine, to the streets to the Indigenous people. Every time I've offered sage, it has been a magical moment because this is not something they can get easily as much as they should. Not all of them are connected to Indigenous-related shelters or drop-ins or things like that.
Thibodeau is well-connected in the homeless outreach community and says she works with about 30 different shelters and outreach centers citywide. She knows the struggles of both outreach workers and homeless individuals alike. The one thing she wants people to know about the homeless population is that the smallest gesture of kindness can mean the world to someone.
I tell people, students mostly, they're like, what can we do? Smile and eye contact. When you walk past somebody sitting on the sidewalk, they don't need us looking the other way, rolling our eyes. Smile, eye contact. It's a fraction of a second of your time, and it's going to make them feel a heck of a lot better. And it's going to make you feel better, too, because you were nicer instead of grumpier.
To learn more about Shauna's Outreach, visit Shauna's Outreach Ottawa on Facebook. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.